Australia's most prestigious event for female equestrians, the Gary Owen, was judged during the week at the Royal Melbourne Show. And the winner, Catherine Neal, joins us on Talking Horses. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Joe.
Congratulations. What a great honour.
Thank you. Yes, it is. I'm extremely honoured to have won such a prestigious event.
A lot of hard work goes into this.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of hours and, as I say, a lot of, blood, sweat and tears, but that's horses for you.
Was it a pleasant surprise?
Oh, absolutely. It was so unexpected. I was just sort of aiming to get in the placing somewhere and, I think when they got to the second place getter, this disappointment came over me thinking, oh, I didn't even get in the top six. And, then they read out my name as the winner and, oh, my God, the shock was just, I was shaking.
Yeah. Well, I had the privilege of being one of the judges and my job for our listeners was to judge the conformation and the soundness of the horses. And your horse, SLM Mercedes, lined up beautifully on the day, looked superb and worked perfectly and really ticked all the boxes for me as a Gary Owen type of mount.
Yeah, he is. He really is what I would call the ideal mount for the Gary Owen. Like, he's just... he's big, he carries you around the arena beautifully, he's just got that elegance about him. So for me, the Gary Owen's just the perfect event for him.
And it's all got to come together on the day, doesn't it? Because they don't always work well.
No. Well, I mean, they are living, breathing animals underneath you and, things can just, pop up in the arena that they might not like on the day or... they might just not be in the right mood for you. So, we just have to work around that. But fortunately for me, he was just very, he was willing to work with whatever I did with him on that day. And, could not have asked anything more from him.
He's very typical of the breed Zabeel. That's his sire, of course. A big, tall bay horse.
Absolutely, yeah. When you look at photos of Zabeel, they are actually very similar. He looks a lot like his daddy, but all his types there, that big, beautiful, strong horses, and they've all got a bit of quirkiness about them and their temperaments, but I've been able to sort of work around that with SLM Mercedes, but they all seem to have a bit of a funny temperament.
Yeah, the Zabeels can be a bit hot, I believe.
Yes.
Butter wouldn't have melted in his mouth that day.
Beg your pardon?
Butter wouldn't have melted in his mouth at the Royal Show in the Gary Owen.
Oh, absolutely. He just turned it on. It was just like he knew what was going on and thought, yep, Mum, I'll do the job for you. And, he was absolutely perfect. Like, even with the photographers and everything, he can normally get a bit antsy and sort of like to... doesn't really like to stand still, but he just was like he just knew what was going on. He was just perfect all day.
Do you know much about his racing history?
I know he was trained by Sheila Laxton, but he only had a few starts. From the looks of it, didn't really show much in the races, but so his career was quite short and I think he finished up as a three-year-old.
And how did you come to get him?
He's been around the show circuit for quite a few years now, and I did see him advertised probably about 3 or 4 years ago. And I've always loved him, always loved the horse. But then... other people bought him and I was sort of kicking myself at the time that I maybe should have gone to look at him. And then the previous owners, they only had him for about 12 months, advertised him again, and Mum said, why don't you just go have a ride, like you always look at him. And so I did, and we just clicked. And he's extremely picky with his riders and, can be very quirky. So, I don't know, as his owners, the McMaster family, they said... it was a match made in heaven. We just seemed to hit it off.
And that seemed very evident to me at the event. You both do have a very good rapport.
Yes. Yeah, we do. And look, he can be, as you said, he can be a little bit hot. He can be a bit of an anxious sort of horse. I'm very calm and very relaxed, so I think we sort of complement each other. He can't take a rider that's going to get nervous or, get upset easily. We're just sort of the yin and yang.
Your life's very busy and interesting because horses are not the absolute centre point of it. So it's your hobby. You're an international flight attendant. How do you fit all of this in?
With difficulty sometimes. Sleep isn't high on the priority list sometimes. I seem to make it work. I have a couple of horses in work at the moment, and I seem to juggle both, but it can become very tiring. But I love both, love flying, and I love the horses. So, I just keep pushing through.
And amazingly, between winning the Gary Owen last Sunday and this interview, you have done a long-haul trip to LA.
Yes, had a few days off after the Gary Owen, and then Wednesday morning flew to LA and, got back this morning. So, that's pretty much my life. I'm normally away for work, come back, get ready for a show, and away for a couple of shows, go back to work again. So I'm not home very often at all.
And so what are the plans over the next couple of months? Because the Royal Agricultural season, is in full swing now between this period and Christmas. Will you do a few of those shows? And then what are the plans for next year?
So I'll do a few agricultural shows. And then I also have, I'm representing Victoria in the off-the-track national championships in November at Werribee Park with SLM Mercedes. He qualified for that at the start of the year. So that will be exciting, and hoping he does well there. And then the start of next year will be, a lot of the big events, a lot of Barrastock state titles, Canberra Royal Show, and then going on to the Grand Nationals in Sydney around Easter time. So this is just the start of the season.
It is. And will you be looking to source directly off the racetrack horses in the future, or is that something you have time to do or will do more of now that you've had success with a horse like him that's raced before?
Yes, I do enjoy training horses off the track. The other two horses I've got in work at the moment are off the track, and we bred them and my family raced them. So I do enjoy the training side of it as well as the competing, and I love training young horses and seeing where they go and just seeing them improve. And thoroughbreds, they're just perfect for that. They can be so eager to learn and smart and on the job. And it's a joy to watch them grow.
And it's great to see that off-the-track thoroughbreds are being more publicly embraced now as horses that can go on beyond the racetrack into all sorts of disciplines and be successful.
Absolutely, yeah. It's great to see, all disciplines, eventing and show jumping and showing and dressage, it's all over. It's really good to see the support for the off-the-track horses.
Well, you've now won one of the highest accolades possible in Australian equestrian, the Gary Owen. You're still pinching yourself? Has it sunk in?
Absolutely not. It has not sunk in. I still cannot believe it. But the support I just can't believe how lovely people have been and how happy they have been for me to win. I am getting constant phone calls and messages, and it's just so lovely that people are so proud of me. It's been really lovely.
How many Gary Owens, if at all, had you competed in prior to this year?
I'd been in three Gary Owens prior to this year. Two of them was a while ago when I was 18 and 19, and then just last year and then this year. So, yes, I took a bit of a break and, yeah, came back when I thought I had the horse to do it.
Okay, we'll probably see you in the event again next year.
Yes, possibly.
Very good. Well, great to catch up with you, Catherine. Once again, congratulations. Well deserved. You were a real standout in the event, and good luck if you go around again next year.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Jo.
That's Catherine Neal, the winner of the prestigious Gary Owen Equestrian Turnout at the Royal Melbourne Show last weekend.